The Girl Who Owned a Bear. Mama went downtown to shop and asked Nora to look after Jane Gladys. But Nora was polishing the silver, so she stayed in the pantry and left Jane Gladys in the big sitting room upstairs. Soon the door opened and closed again quietly. Jane Gladys thought it was Nora. Then she raised her eyes and was astonished to find a strange man in the middle of the room who regarded her earnestly. He was short and fat and seemed to be breathing heavily from his climb up the stairs. Underneath his elbow was stuck a good-sized book.
"Excuse me,"
he said, while the child gazed at him in solemn surprise.
"Are you Jane Gladys Brown?"
"Yes, sir," she answered. He gave a queer sort of smile.
"I've had quite a hunt for you, but I've succeeded at last."
"What do you want?" she asked, straightening herself up with a dignified air.
"Ah, now we are coming to business," said the man briskly. "To begin with, your father has abused me in a most ungentlemanly manner."
Jane Gladys got off the windowsill. "My papa is the best man in the world," she cried, her voice trembling with indignation. "He never abused anybody."
"Well, your father may be very kind to you, for you are his little girl. But when he's in his office, he can be rather severe, especially on book agents. I call..."